I know I'm going to die. And you're a fool if you think you're not going to die. You're going to die. And it's not far away as you think it is. If Yahweh allowed 300 little children to go out young, some in the first grade, and yet our sinful ways and our corrupt activities, yet we are just as atheistic as those that are in countries that are atheists. You have no love for Yahweh. You don't pray. You don't seek Him. There's no pure desire in your heart. You're just following Him for the fish and the loaves. Is that because there's a pure desire to please Him? He knew he had been smitten by Yahweh. And as all y'all, the king was a leopard until the day of his death. And he dwelt in many houses whereby leopards could dwell, being a leper. For he was cut off. For he was cut off. For he was cut off. For he was cut off from the house of Yahweh. For a man transgressed his laws, he's cut off from the house. He was cut off from the house of Yahweh, and Yofan, his son, was over the king's house, judging the people in the land. He began to move in the spirit of pure whoredom. He wanted to prostitute the things of Yahweh, and that's what this generation is doing. And that's why there is no mighty showering of the spirit of Yahweh. No mighty outpouring of His anointing. Because this is a leprous generation that is full of whoredom. It's apostate. Not all the fasting in the world and all the prayers going to change anything. You simply save yourself. It is not given over unto this apostate, whorish generation. It is apostate. It is not rebellious. It is apostate. Ichabod is written upon this nation and the nations of the earth. He is only holding back the terror in the wind. Just a few in the house shall be sealed. He's going to seal those. And those that transgress, that despise the laws of Yahweh, they shall be cut off from the house of Yahweh. Whereby there is strength and hope, whereby the promise of Yahweh is in His house. Why? Because His name is in His house. And that was the only way that Uzziah could receive any kind of healing in the house. For His name is there. He was cut off. Yahweh tells the house of Israel, He says, I want to tell you why there's no showers of gladness and joy. He said, because you've gone as a whore after the Assyrians. You committed whoredom. And that's what this nation has done. And this trash we call Christendom. And this trash we call religious people. They have gone after every kind of pagan type of spirit there is. He says, so there are things that I will withheld from you because of your whoredom and your sins. I want to read this in Jeremiah 3 verse 3. It says this, because of their whoredom now. You can read the entire chapter. Yahweh says in Jeremiah 3 verse 3, He says, therefore the showers have been withholden. Have I not allowed the showers to come and fall? The outpouring of His Spirit. And there have been no latter rain. He says, going to pour out the former and the latter rain. Where's the latter rain? The outpouring of the Spirit. When the former outpouring of the Spirit, that was a mighty work. They saw the sick was raised. The healing power. Don't tell me that that is a manifestation in this hour. And He always said, there's a reason I've held back the latter rain. He said, and thou hast a whore's forehead. A whore's forehead? Thou refuseth to be ashamed. You speak to one of their sins, they will go. That's the whore's forehead. You tell them of their transgression. They make the whore's expression. A whore's never ashamed. And that's the forehead of a whore. This is a religious Jezebel today. She's not ashamed. She talk arrogantly, pridefully. And that is what Uzziah had, the forehead of a Jezebel, of a whore. And that's why the latter rain is not poured out in the mighty power that it should be. Why? Because the forehead of this house is one of whoredom. She's not ashamed of her sins. She doesn't feel any shame for hating her brothers and sisters, being a murderer, a liar, a thief. She's a whore. Her forehead is of whoredom now. Now here it is, Yahweh identifies the world that way. Then how are we going to be identified? We must be identified by the same kind of identity. And there must be a living seal in us. A whore, there's no shame. Her seal is there's no shame. And it's in her forehead. Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 4. I'm leading up to the culmination, or the climaxing of this message today. Yahweh said to those that cried and sighed for righteousness, Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4. I want to read that verse. He said, the house is rebellious. It's a vile house. Yahweh said unto him, you that hath the writer's ink horn. He said, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem. And he said, you set a mark upon the foreheads. Now there is where the mark should be. You think Shaitan doesn't know that? He said, you set it upon the forehead of the men that saw their souls yearned. The cries for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. That their souls are not comfortable with the abominable things that are being done. With the corruption. He said, you go through the midst of Jerusalem and you mark every one of those that sigh and cry. Where? In the forehead. That's the sum of any man. That's the expression that is worth. It's what's in the forehead. And Yahweh must be in the forehead. He must be in our forethoughts. Everything we do must be Him. Every love affair we have, it starts with Him. It doesn't start going around Him, but it starts with Him. You loving Him with everything, and then when you do that, He will give you a wife of your youth. You set your affection on things that are above, and all the other things shall be added unto you. That's what He wants. And when Yahweh gives about a wife, then He has favor of Yahweh. When a man has favor, he will pray. He has an energetic heart for the things of Yahweh. So every wife and everything is not given of Yahweh. It's given of our own desires and our own lusts. It's not given by Yahweh. When a man finds a wife, why? Because he set his affection on the things that are above, and Yahweh will give that man a wife. And that man will have favor with Yahweh, that he will bless that man's house. He will bless him with wisdom and understanding and a purity of heart. You don't find that today. You find very little of that. And she will begin to orchestrate to come forth in the spirit of a virgin wife, a woman that is virtuous and pure in all of her attributes. She doesn't run from house to house like a Jezebel. She doesn't run her mouth like a whore. She's quiet. She's a beautiful spirit. She doesn't speak what she ought not to speak. Her husband is known why? Because of her purity and her chastity and her heart. Get angry. Get angry with the Father. It shows your unrighteousness and your unholy ways. You're just like Uzziah. You're talking to me, you better repent then. You transgress. You transgress against the Yahweh, then woe unto your soul. Then your pride began to manifest. You're going to fall. You're going to be destroyed. And you become very haughty. I'm so, and you're nothing. Beauty is deceiving, favor is vain. It's only a daughter that prays Yahweh. Only one that exalts Yahweh. She shall be lifted up, and Yahweh shall bless her. You don't have nothing in you to bless Him, something is wrong with you. You better begin to search your heart. You better thank Yahweh for a man that will simply put the truth out and place it right before our hearts and show us who we are. I said to Deacon Benny last night, I said, I won't cut corners, not for me. And if I won't do it for me, I won't do it for you. I won't do it. I don't care how it's perceived by man. I know what he always wants to do to his house. He wants to clean it. It's time to clean the house because the wrath is about to be poured out. When I was a kid, we had a spring cleaning and a fall cleaning and a summer cleaning. Oh, you cleaned the house every day, but you went beyond the natural borders of the house or the parameters. You went to the nooks and the crannies. You got dust that had laid up in there 3 months. You got that. You moved the beds. You pulled everything back. That old rug on the floor, you took it up and you took it outside and you beat it for a while. That's what you did. The old clothes that you hadn't worn during the whole winter, you got them out and washed them out and hung them out and made sure they were ready for the summer months ahead. So we need the end time cleaning. We need the end time cleaning. We need a good cleaning that he can keep us cleansed. Then only then you can cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. And be gathered to perfect the holiness of Yahweh before him in fear. So he's giving us a good summer end time cleaning what he's doing. He wants us to lift up clean hands, not hands that are scarred with sin, abominable lies and corruption, and every kind of hypocrisy there is. He can preach to me like this all day. I can eat this. This doesn't make you fat. This makes you exercise your faith. Hallelujah. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 9, I want to go back to Revelation. In Revelation chapter 9, verse 1. And Scripture says, and there was a fifth melodious sound of the trumpet of the voice penetrated the heavens. Yokohana said, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of a bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, that the sun and the air was darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and upon them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And look at the command in verse 4. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree. You cannot hurt any flesh. All flesh is as grass. And everything that has life, he said, you can't touch it. But only those men which have not the seal of Yahweh in their forehead. Now we can take that lightly all we want to. We can say it's not relevant. And men today, they love to hear things out of Revelation. There are many proponents of Revelation. They all got their little stories and they all got that revelation of it. But this is a simple truth. Yahweh has not amassed himself in a way that is so mysterious that we can't understand. He came in that body beside to make himself known unto man. Revelation is just like Bereshit, Genesis, or any other book. It is revealed by the Spirit of Yahweh. He said, only those that have not the seal or the Spirit of Yahweh, we must have the seal of this living Father. And we must find out what that seal is. We must know what the seal is, saints. There is a seal. There is an authenticity to the house of Yahweh. The religious world doesn't have it. This whore doesn't possess that. Why? Because there's a seal of her as well. She has a seal upon her forehead. And she wants to hide her seal, so she puts it in the hand as well. Our hands are clean hands. Our hands ought to be cleansed. We ought to lift up holy hands everywhere and bless the name of Yahweh. She can't lift up her hands because they're sealed with iniquity. There's a scar of iniquity and sin in her hands. Only those men that have not the seal of Yahweh in their forehead. And to them it was given that they should kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And it shall be such a terrifying day that in those days shall men seek death. A man seeking death to depart out of this life, and he shall not find it. And he shall desire to die, and death shall flee from him. Death will not give him the pleasure. Well, because his forehead is one of whoredom and wickedness. We need the seal of the living Father today, saints, in our forehead. That must be the sum of our lives. Where our lives are summed up around, it must be Him. It can't be up by these material things in this earth today, saints. It cannot be the gluttony of material wealth and things like that today. It cannot be an aspiration to have what this abominable world offers today as Shaitan offered unto Messiah. They suppose that gain is the power of Yahweh. It is not so. It is not so. Messiah was rich, yet he became poor. And he showed us in Scripture, when a man has much, there is no love of the Father in him. They're very religious folks. They're very religious people. And that's all this whorehouse produces today. That's what this mystery Babylon, this Jezebel, her daughters, they're full of their pride. The Baptists, the Methodists, the Pentecostal, all of them, the charismatic. They're proud to be whom they are. That's why they're falling at the sin and every kind of corrupt thing that the enemy offered them, they buy it. They don't buy the truth. The enemy sells them every kind of lie, every kind of false doctrine there is. And they buy it and they say they're brothers and sisters. We all serve the same God. How can it be? When all of your doctrines are different. Well, as long as we're human, that's why you must destroy your flesh. It has to be destroyed. Cannot rise up against your way. None whatsoever. His name must be great in the house of Yahweh. Jerusalem, the name of Yahweh, is great, what Scripture says. That name, the house of Israel, know. They know the name of the Father. And because they know His name is great. When His name is not great, you don't know Him. I don't care what you say. I don't care what our doctrines in the past have taught us. When His name is not great in our lips and our hearts, we don't know Him. Yokohana says in the 14th chapter of Revelation, verse 1. Now I want to find out what is this living power of this living Father. Revelation 14, 1. He said, I looked. Hear this, please. He said, and under the mist of my looking, I had to bow really low, he said, to my amazing surprise, he said, a lamb, or a humble one, a mighty one, stood on Mount Zion. He stood. And with him 144,000. He saw the lamb, did he? And the lamb has a father, and he said, having his father's name written in their forehead. And that's what it says there, saints. You don't battle that. You don't wrestle the scriptures of Yahweh. You don't wrestle against that. He said, hurt not the trees, the grass, or any living thing. Only those that have not the seal of the living Father in their forehead. Don't think that the devil is not going to try to copy that. He's trying to do the same thing. That's why you got a religious world today. Seems so right. The scripture says that one, he rose up and he sowed some wheat one day. And while he slept, the enemy came and sowed tares. He sowed tares in the midst. And the tares looked just like the wheat. And all of a sudden he realized that there are tares there. When they had come to their maturity, he said, they're tares. Well, if I try to rip the tares out, they're so interwoven with the wheat, I would destroy the wheat. And that's what this religious whore has done. She has interwoven herself by scriptures and certain principles of the laws, but her heart is not wholly given over unto it. I would that thou be hot or cold, for if you're lukewarm, then I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So Yahweh says, I will send my ministering spirits, the reapers, the malachs, the melechim, and they shall go forth, and they shall reap, and they shall bundle the tares together. They're going to bundle them all up, and they're going to put them in the fire of hell, in this oven of the torment of Yahweh. For some reason, we don't think that that's His character. This world tells us He's a loving God. Yahweh is loving. He's a righteous, loving Father too. And a righteous, loving Father will skin your heart. If He tells you not to spare the rod, you think He's going to spare it? He said, that's my only way of saving your soul from hell. If I spare the rod, He said, I'm not going to spare it for crying. You can weep all you want to. You need to get on your face and pray and repent of your transgression. He said, don't spare them for crying. Now, if He commands you to do it, you think that He's above His law. He is His law. He will do the same thing He commands you to do. And He's not going to spare us for crying. He's going to wear the fire to your backside. He's going to get him some raw hips, what He's going to get. He's going to bring your fire down. Are you going to weep? You're going to weep. So if He commands you not to spare it, what do you think He's going to do? He is not going to spare it. He says, I saw those that they had the seal of Yahweh and had it in their foreheads. The name of His Father written in their foreheads. That is the name. David tells us to give honor unto Yahweh. We ought to give honor unto the name of Yahweh. His name is due honor. Now we don't do that, we don't honor Him. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me and let us exalt His name together. That's scripture. How do you defy that? That's Psalms. This wicked world loves Psalms for their comfort, for their peace. Then what about that one? He means what He says. We ought to sing forth praise and honor unto the name of Yahweh. Scripture say, make the name of Yahweh mighty in praise. He means what He says. He's not taking that back. Religion has turned us away from that. Now we can't even cry unto our Father. He says, all those that had the name of the Father in their forehead, and I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harping with harps. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne. And before the four creatures or beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 and 4,000 which are redeemed of the earth. They're redeemed. These are they. Who are they? They have not defiled themselves with this Jezebel, this mystery whore of Babylon. They have not defiled themselves with woman, for they are virgin. They are they which, look at this now, listen to what he says. They are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed among men. How? Being now, look what they are. They are the first fruit unto, it says that the King James, God probably, or Lord, but the first fruit unto Yahweh and to the Lamb. They are the first fruit of Yahweh and unto the Lamb. Unto the Lamb. They are the first fruit of, and it is unto the Lamb we give thanks. Why? Because that is the hope that Yahweh has redeemed us. His job was done. And our job is going to be finished. It must be done. It will be done by the sealing of Yahweh. And His name must be alive in our foreheads. Must be alive in us. Our minds must think on His name and the beauty of it. And the precious hope that is in that name. In the Father's name you find the salvation, the Yahshua, the Yahshua. That's what you find in Him. You don't find that in Greece toward Jesus. You find it only in the name of the Father. That is the truth. He said, look what's in them now, and in their mouth was found no guile, no mischievous lies. Has He found guile in your mouth? Lies and corruption, dishonesty, not truthful, saying things you ought not say. In Messiah, there was no guile found in Him. They smote Him. They pierced Him. They beat Him. And there was no guile found in Him. No guile is what Scripture says. And there was no guile found in His mouth. What has been found in your mouth?
He said, exchange your own heart because the heart is corrupt, evil and sadistic, desperately wicked. That's why it needs to be converted, changed. You need to take out that old stony heart and get a heart that has been measured by the body of Messiah. And so God found in his mouth, he said, for they are without fault before the throne of Yahweh. Now that's whose throne they're going to be before. Yahweh. He will not give his honor unto anyone else. He will not give his honor to any other man. He will not give his honor to no one. Well, Messiah took his honor. No, Messiah didn't take his honor. Messiah came to honor him and to make his name known. He didn't give us some kind of false name, some false made up name for this hour. He gave us the name of the Father. And his name could not be Jesus back then. That's why the Yom, those that are in Israel, they reject that lie. That's what they call the New Covenant pagan, because they know that it could never be. They even know that the scholars at all know it. They won't accept those lies. They're based upon false realities. Based upon mithra and all kind of false things. Don't tell me they haven't done that. They have, saints. That's why we need the Spirit of Yahweh. That's why we need this latter rain, this outpouring. You let every kind of spirit be poured out upon you. Every kind of lying spirit. Every kind of seductive, evil spirit. You allow them to be outpoured upon you. He gives the Spirit to them that obey Him. We gotta obey Him. You obey every kind of lie, every loss, every kind of foul thing. That's what this world does. We're in the world, saints. We ought not to be of the world. We ought not to do things like the world. We should not. Our hearts should not be like the world. We should love Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. Love our neighbors as ourselves, and upon these hinges the whole law of Yahweh. Based upon your little petty emotional feelings. Whether you like it, you dislike it, someone did you wrong. Based upon what the Father says. That's what it's based upon. Someone correct you, thank you always for that. You're full of this grievous unto you. You don't like correction, something wrong with you. Sit in a man here, I don't care who gets in, preach. I receive every correction, and that's the truth. Because there's not one that's gotten in this pulpit that they have not said something that pricked my heart. Anytime you get beyond that, then you are a fool. And I'm not a fool. I'm not a fool. I don't care who it is. I'm not a fool. Because he will not send his word out. Then he will not accomplish something. It's going to cut something out. Or cut you out. It's going to show you where you are. And show you where you're falling. That's what the word is going to do. And any time it's not for you, because he has accomplished what he intended to do. To cut you out. I want to be smitten for my transgressions. But I don't want to do like Uzziah and get wrathy. Why you hit me? No, I want to repent. I want some valiant priests and mighty brothers around me, sisters, that will pray. Say, help him, Father. And I don't want to be like him. I don't want the spot of leprosy, this spirit of the whore, rise in my forehead. And I'm not ashamed. No. I don't want that, brothers and sisters. I want to walk right before the Father and do with all integrity of heart. I do. Look down at the 8th verse of the same chapter, Revelation 14. I'm going to skip a few verses. Yokohana said, And there followed another Melech, saying, look what he says now, Babylon, this confused Jezebel, is fallen. It's fallen, it calls her a great city, a great place of dwelling. Because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. See, the wrath is for this whore. And because she has made all men drink of her illicit, unrighteous practices, the wrath shall be poured out upon men. And the third Moloch followed, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image, and look what he says, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh. So when you receive the spirit of this whore, that you are not ashamed of your sins. Folks are not ashamed today. They're not ashamed of their practices. They're not ashamed to denounce Yahweh, his laws, his truth. Oh, we don't need that. And yet they will go out of their way for the pagan days. The Christmas, the Estars, the Halloweens. They're making that acceptable because they are using that in a way that we don't have to dress up like goblins and demonic powers. They're demons. They're devilish. I'm not surprised that even Shaitan is transformed into an angel of light, a malak of light. And even his ministers, well, they look so real and so righteous, and yet they're of his spirit. So I'm not impressed with that. Take some clean and some that is filthy and going to make it something that is holy? It can't be. You can't take the things of darkness and make them holy. You can't take your dark ways and make them holy. You got to kill yourself. Screw, let it be destroyed. You can't do drugs and say it's all right to do that because I pray. Be a liar and a fornicator. You must repent of those deeds. He said, they all shall drink of the wine of the wrath of Yahweh. Now, it's going to be poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy Melechim. Look who in the presence of. In the presence of them and of the Lamb and in the presence of the Lamb. It talks about that those that receive this mark of this anti-Messiah. And this religious whore today is making everybody anti-Messiah. They are anti-truth. They don't want truth today. The men hold the truth in unrighteousness. They deceive the people. They tell them lies. They feed them with things that are convenient to their flesh. And that's all this trash today is. It is a carnal, fleshly message. Because that is all is satisfied. That's it. What do you want? We're going after the unchurch. Tell me what things will make you come to church. What if you got a gym, you got a bowling alley, a swimming pool, you got a movie theater and a McDonald's there, and they all these mega whorehouses, they all have that. When a man goes to a whorehouse, he goes to a whorehouse to satisfy his flesh. And as soon as he's out of the whorehouse, the lust still persists. So they feed him everything for the flesh. God wants you to have riches. He wants you to be rich. He wants you to have everything you desire. Lies from hell. That's a lie. You said they can't find the poor. You will always have. The difference between a man that's poor and one that is in dire poverty, that's a difference. According to America's standards, we are in poverty. I'm not in poverty. I have food. We have someone to lay our heads. You all can bathe after a hard day's work. That is not poverty. Bless Yahweh, we can eat for a few years, a couple years and nothing else. That's not poverty to me. But bless. You're full of his riches. The riches of faith, knowledge of whom he is. He says in the 17th chapter of Revelation, I want to show you this Jezebel. Show you what she has. Chapter 3, verse 3, Revelation 17. He says, so I was carried away. He carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast. This brutal thing. This practice of this horse, very brutal. Diametrically opposed Yahweh. And it was full of the name of blasphemy. Injurious things against Yahweh. This whore today, you mention the name of Yahweh, they become very furious, indignant. You don't have to use that, sure you do. If I walked in the house and called my wife Mary, she would not like that. Or I may do it one or two times to get by, but after that, a spirit rise up in her and say, don't call me that. Don't play with me like that. Who is Mary anyway? Who is Mary? One of your old flames? And you will begin to see some anger rise up. Now don't be a fool and try that, brothers, all right? I'm not going to try it. Because it's a foolish thing. You just don't do it. He said the name's full of blasphemy, having seven heads, trying to emulate the seven assemblies that Yahweh said, he that have ear, let him hear what the Spirit says. Seven heads, and 10 horns, and they're going to rule 10 kingdoms and kingdoms whereby their whorehouses are established. They talk about the major faiths, the Muslims, Christianity, and Judaism, and Buddhism, and Hinduism. There are 7 major faiths, and all of the powerful nations, they are predominant today. That's what they are, what they call faiths. They're predominant. Sure they are. You got over 1 billion Catholics. You got over 1 billion Muslims. You got over 1 billion Hindus. You got Judaism. It's not of your way. For they deny the Father. And they speak blasphemy against the Father's name. Verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet colors. And she was decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. This false value of the world today. Isn't that what she preached? God wants you to have pearls, honey. He wants you to wear gold, and they wear their gold rings, their gold slavery, their earrings, their gold rings, and their gold nose rings. That's what they're doing. They're buying their gold. They're trying to hedge their money with gold. That's not the spirit of Yahweh. He said they're going to cast it into the street. Our living hope is that there's a seal in our foreheads. And that's the living name of our Father. We know that our Father's alive. He's not dead. The old song they were singing, God is not dead. He's still alive. No, he's never been dead. He always never been dead, but the gods are going to die. And the woman, she was arrayed in these alluring colors. She was decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. This false, they preach their word faith today. She had a golden cup. She didn't have the cup of faith now. Our faith being much more precious than that of gold. When it's tried, it's going to come through as pure gold. So she's trying to pretend she has the cup of faith. And these whores today pretend they got the cup of faith. God wants you to have a house. He wants you to have cars. And he wants you to be prosperous and have your own business. Then how do you have time for him? The business takes you away from Yahweh. A man that has a business, it takes him away from Yahweh. He can't work and please Yahweh and please the business. It takes all of his time. No, we don't have a business. We just go out and work. So we have time for Yahweh, we work. See, when a man has business, it takes hours and hours. And so she has this false golden cup in her hand. And you know it's a false cup because it's full of abomination. These folks are full of filthy things. The women dress like whores. They got faith to dress like a Jezebel. They dress sluttish. Showing their breasts and tight-fitting things. And the man dressed like effeminate perverts. That's not of the spirit of Yahweh. Our faith is in him. We're justified that we are, we're justified by faith in him. And we're sealed by him. Why? Because we have faith that the works that were done in the body of Messiah, they were works of Yahweh. They were not works of the flesh. They were works done by the Father. Cup full of abomination and filthiness are for wicked, corrupt ways. Land with every kind of whore there is. With every kind of whore, every kind of vile thing. She's full of fornication. Well, I can be a Christian. I can do this. I can be a basketball player. I can be a stripper. I can dance in Hammer's band. I can dance for Jay LaRue and all of him. I can be a boo auntie and shake my butt, my booty, booty. Filthiness of hell. I can be a jazzy Z and say your mom is a joke and your daddy is a punk. I want to come in and rock you a little bit, baby, baby, baby. And I can be a Christian and I can, listen, that you can be all that and a Christian too. You don't have the seal of the living Father though. That's an abomination, it's filth, it's fornication. Cause a man to prostitute his soul for a little emotion, a little feeling. That's what it causes him to prostitute his soul away for a little false golden cup. He think he got a golden cup, but it's fool's gold. He's been a fool. It's fool's gold. It's not the real stuff. Because the real stuff is faith. It comes forth with a pure mind and a pure desire and a pure love for Yahweh. See, this false cup she got doesn't pour out a purity in the hearts of the people that they love Yahweh. And other things of this abominable wicked world. And it tells you her identity upon her forehead was a name written. Mystery. She hear the name now. That's what something is mysterious. You don't want everybody to know that. She was called Mystery. Is there a comma there? Okay, so there's another name. Babylon the Great, the most confused whore there is. And the mother of harlots. She's the mother of whores. Yahweh said, you don't have no showers, nor shall the latter rain be poured because of your whoredom. Because of your whoredom. Because you have a whore's forehead. You have a whore's forehead. You're not even ashamed. Well, I'm going to hold on to my ways. Your way's going to take you flat to hell. I want to hold on to his hands. Your ways unchanging. I don't want to hold on to my wicked ways. The abomination of the earth. And that's what she is. That's her name. She's the mother of all whores. And these religious whores today, that's what they are, whores. They got a false cup. They don't have no genuine cup of faith. You can do anything. You can do anything you want to. You can practice Zen Buddhism, karate, kung fu. That's wickedness. That's an abomination. That's vile. That's Zenism. That's Buddhism. You are a twisted man. You go that way. I don't care who you are. You are an abominable, deceived fool. That is none of your way. That is devilish. Its principles are devilish. It's all. What deceived world it is. And yet that was in her forehead now. Shaitan is going to identify his in their forehead. And Yahweh is going to identify his in the forehead. The sum of what we are will be to please the Father or the powers of hell. And that is the truth. You can reject that all you want to, but that's the truth. And he's going to have a living seed because his name is going to be alive in our heart and mind, because that's going to keep us alive in the midst of this wrath. We're going to know that this is the hand of Yahweh. And we're going to overcome. Why? Because he's justified what he's doing. He's going to bring us through. And we're going to know who brought us through. And we're going to give honor to him. Yeah. You're not going to get praise in the flesh. You're going to know who did this. When this cataclysmic mayhem happened on this earth, unless, as the old folks say, you know a God somewhere, you got to know him. Or you're in trouble. And it is going to happen, saints. Don't let the world trick you and say it's not going to happen. It's near. If our salvation is near, then we will first believe. Then the wrath of Yahweh is near, then we will first believe. It's not going to cause the folks in Florida, if it hits here in South Carolina, to repent. They're going to be angry. They're going to be frustrated. They lost their home. Well, he took it away from you because that's what you serve in your house. These little shacks here don't mean nothing. We have no permanent place here. This is temporal. We're looking for a city whose build and make is your way. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for New York City. I'm not looking for Phoenix. I'm looking for New Jerusalem. I know who my build is. No need of sun. No need of moon. For the Father and the Son is the light thereof. That's all right by me. No, that's no mysticism. That's truth. Listen quickly in Revelation chapter 20. Verse 2. I want to read this. Scripture says, and he laid hand hold on the dragon, the old serpent, which is the devil, Shaitan, and he bound him 1,000 years. And look at what he did in verse 3 now. And he cast him into the bottomless pit, and he shut him up. And he set a seal upon him to show that this is the one. This is the authentic one. The power of hell, Shaitan. It said he set a seal upon him. That he should not deceive, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed for a season. Yohanan says in verse 4 something profound. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. Look at this now. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for, first of all, they were beheaded. Look at this now. For the witness of Messiah, Yeshua. They were beheaded for the word of Yahweh. They had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark, where? Upon their forehead or in their hand. And they lived and reigned with Messiah 1,000 years. They have not received the mark. You cannot receive the mark of this world, of this imperious whore in your forehead, and say you love Yahweh. You will know you have that mark when you're not ashamed of your wrongdoings and your ways, when you cannot repent of your transgressions. You will know that you have the mark of the whore You will know. You will know that when the express word of Yahweh is expressed unto you, and you have disdain for it, you become wrathful, then you know that there's a spirit or the marking of a whore in you. Because a whore defies every law. She will come to the block in South Carolina, she will go to Georgia, she will go to Mississippi, she will do the same thing in any state she goes to. And that's what a whore does. She has no regard or no honor for any law at all, and she's not ashamed to break it. That's the mark of a whore. She's not ashamed to break the laws of Yahweh. When you break his Shabbat, you deny his name, you will covet, you will commit adultery, you will do all the others. And this wicked world says, well, I don't commit adultery, I don't fornicate. Well, what about the Father's name and the gods that are before you? They make images unto their gods. The Redskin God, the Dallas Cowboys, the Texans, the Panther God, every kind of God, the Bobcat God, the Olympic God, they all are gods, gods. And every God must receive adulation. You cannot go to a basketball game. They will kick you out. You wait till that Bobcat season start. Folks that don't even shout, you will see them. And they will act like fools for the Bobcat. You wait till the Panthers start their season. They're going to come at their tailgates. They'll be out there doing the boogie boogie and the hip moving everything. That's the strength of the gods. There must be oblation. You must acknowledge them. You must say, hell to the Panthers. Go Redskin. Last night, high school football started. They were all out there, mamas and daddies, just shaking their butts and cheering on their Panther. They're cheering on their Olympic. And whatever the God was, they were cheering them on, shaking their butt, regardless of it. Look at it. Go on, baby. Be quiet on me. This preacher knows what he's preaching. You got the Yankees in baseball and the Bull Sox and all. 50,000 people will be there. Sammy Sosa, get up, everybody. Ah, you can't even become deafened in there. That is the truth. Oblation. And they call out, go Bobcats, go Bobcats. Now, if they just went to the game and just said, go, 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 who going? Home field advantage, what they call it. So we got to have home field advantage. We got to know where home is. We got to know who we fight for. We got to know who our Redeemer is. So we say, go Messiah. You are where I love you. That's what we call on that. Sure. I want to close with this. I pray you all will give you some strength today. I really do. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. The forehead is the sum of man. It is his worth, his identity. It says in Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. Yokohama said, and he showed me a pure river of water, of life, clear as crystal. Proceed out, now this is where it comes from. It says, out of the throne of Yahweh and the Lamb. And in the midst of the street on either side of the river, was there a tree of life which bare 12 manner of fruit and yield her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of Yahweh and now of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, just him. And they shall see his face. Is that not what it says in verse 4? And they shall see his face. Now, is that hard to understand? And his name shall be in their forehead. Something is wrong. We can't understand that. He said in their name. And they're going to serve him because they're his servants. And there shall be no more night there or in need of candle, neither light of the sun, for Yahweh our Father giveth them light. And they shall reign forever and ever. Well, how long is his name? When is his name? When does it cease? Psalms 72:17 says, his name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And man shall be blessed in him, and all nations shall call him blessed. Now, if we're going to be with him forever and ever, his name shall be that way as well. And his name would be forever because it shall be in our forehead. He did not say he's going to do away with the sun. He said there will be no need of the sun. We won't need the sun for light. No, he said let there be light, and that was light. That's what he said. He just said the sun, let there be the ruler. Just say that. Now, I want you to know that I said let there be light, and this is the sign. He divided the night from the darkness. Light, darkness. He set the moon to be the lesser ruler, and the sun to be the ruler of the day. That's what he did. And he said it there to let us look at that thing when you can't look at it, to let us know that is how bright his light is, and the brightness of his light, and how the trueness and the purity of the light of Yahweh is like the sun. That's when we look in the light of this truth, we can't bear it if we're not willing to allow it to cleanse us and to purge us. We can't bear it. So we turn away from it. When there are things that light up the hidden dark thing in us, then we turn away from that. So his name is forever. And he's going to assure us that and seal us with that name because it's a living name, because that is the only name where life is found. That is the only name where salvation is found, in the name of Yahweh. For Messiah is the Yahshak. He is the Savior. He is the Yahshua of Yahweh. And he will not give his honor of his name unto anyone else. Messiah didn't take that. That is not another name. It is the name of the Father. He is just the Yah. He is the surance or the sure thing of our salvation. And that sure thing was in the hope that this one lived according to every precept, concept, every law, statute, commandment that I commanded him. But he fulfilled them all to show you that you have no excuse. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. You have no excuse. There's only one way to come. And he's given us the example so you come through him. For he is of the Father. That's why the throne of the Father is there, which is of. Because the truth that the Son came in, it is of the Father. He was sent of the Father to manifest his power, his name, his truth. And we that are here that are sealed, that we are assured that the wrath of Yahweh shall not overtake us. Who shall be able to stand? Who shall abide in the wrath of Almighty Yahweh? No man can. May Yahweh bless you. Let us bow our heads. Father, we bless you today for all things, for your truth, your spirit. We pray you touch every saint and strengthen their hearts to press forward. To hear your word today, Father, that every heart will be sealed the forehead with the name of the living, holy, righteous Father, Yahweh Almighty. We bless you. We thank you in Messiah's name. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. Good to be delivered today. Thank Yahweh for his truth. It is a blessed hope and the assurance of the people, the truth of Yahweh, nothing else. We can't get into the kingdom of false religion, and that's what is being preached today, false religion, false doctrine. They don't bring forth any strength at all. The people are living in sin. They have no fear of the Father. But we must get the fear of Yahweh in our hearts, saints, sincerely. Fear is a great reverence. There's nothing like a reverence. Your son fear his dad, and not that the dad is going to beat him and abuse him. He fear breaking the laws and doing what's wrong because there are repercussions behind that. He don't fear him because he knows he's going to kick his head in. Now, we don't fear Yahweh because of that. We reverence him because we know that he means what he says. And the son knows the dad and say, boy, if you're in here 1 minute later, I'm going to bust your hide. Boy, I mean it. So the boy's going to get there 5 minutes early. He doesn't play with the time. Yeah, that old mother said, I tell you what, boy, when you do it just one time, I'm going to skin you alive. And she tries to skin you alive, too. That's not how Yahweh, he doesn't do things. He said, just don't do it. That's it. Now, just remember my Sabbath and keep it holy. Well, I'm not going to do it. He said, no, I just told you. That's it. Okay. That's it. He's not going to play around with us. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. What's a man sow, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap it. Because judgment is not expediently brought forth on us, then the heart of man is fully set to do evil. We think we can just do evil because it's, I got by. And so that's what a son does. He said, well, I got by 1 minute after, so daddy doesn't know. Daddy said, I know what time he got in. That's all right. I got in. So he comes the next time. I got by 5 minutes. Daddy, see that? He didn't even know what he did. I got him. So he gets so caught up in his sin that it's a half an hour, then it's 10 hours. Daddy said, I knew the night you first did it. That's all right. I got something for you. He said, because I didn't judge you that night, you thought you got by. And your heart was set to do even more evil. And that's what this generation is like. It's sad, saints. Few that be that find it. That's a straight and narrow path. Few that find it, saint. You set out on this journey. You can't start out and say, I'm tired. I want to turn back. Because you start on a journey, it gets tougher. When I say get tougher, because you got to lay down certain things. You brought all that stuff. What you said, boy, I need this. I need me two coats. No, you don't need no two. Where you going? You may not need one. Well, I will make sure my shoes may wear. Don't worry about the shoes. So you got this big old huge backpack, and then you get to walk, and you're walking on flat surface. I got this right here. Nice, cool weather. All of a sudden, it began to get hot. Then you're going through the woods, and the bugs getting on you. Sweating. Huh? I got to take me enough soap, baby, because I got to take my bath. I got to get something bugs on me. That's the way we talk, see? And all of a sudden, you're going through the woods. All of a sudden, you got bugs. You got, what is that? I ain't going this way, huh? That's the way we are. No, his yoke is easy and his burden is light, but it's not easy on this corrupt flesh. It ain't easy one bit. No, it ain't easy. It's not easy on this old flesh because he intends to kill it. It's easy taking the spirit. Spirit is just lead. You just lead. I mean, he that is spiritual. Spiritual man, he understands what he's embarked upon. And then he's led by the spirit. Why? Because he's the son of Yahweh. So it's not going to be easy on this old flesh. Shoot, girl, my feet hurt. Well, you shouldn't have put those kind of shoes on. Put on your tennis shoes. Now, honey, I don't know where I'm going. I want to be dressed up when I get there. You're going to be smelling like an ox when you get there. Well, I got to put on my Philly fly baby. I want to, when I get there, I want to look good. No, man, put on the one with the thick bottom like that. Well, they may be the ugliest woman. They'd be the most comfortable ones. Ha! So we need to put on our feet. Our feet be shod with this preparation of the gospel of peace. Well, I got to take me three or four hats for what? You don't need only one. Got to get my weapons now for what? I got mine. One sword. The word of Yahweh. And so they start out, though, flesh saying, now that's just too much. And it doesn't take all that. You don't tell me, baby, it takes that. You don't have to do that. Now that's just man's religion and man is just, God don't put us in bondage. And they're already in bondage. The old flesh got them so bound, corrupt, lazy, sorry, wicked. That's what they say. Now, this all just so legalism stuff. Now, honey, that we don't need all that now. Well, you don't. You're going to be legal when you go out there and drive your car. And so Brother James said, no, I'm legal. I'm just legal. You're going to be legal to go to the woods to hunt. You're going to be legal. You can't go on the store and buy liquor or wine at a certain age. You got to be legal. So he is legal. He's not illegal. What you're doing is putting up illegal signs. He is totally legal. And everything he says is legalistic. It's legal. Why? Because he says it. And when he says, he means it. No questions. He's not going to even answer you. He's not going to even debate one. Just one. Not one jolt or one tittle. He's not going to debate it at all. You either hear it or you don't. And if you don't hear it, he doesn't intend for you to hear it. Hallelujah. Yes, shut your ears, shut your eyes. May he bless you, keep your hearts, may he keep you in the strength of his holiness. Bless you all, saints. Be encouraged. Let's stand to our feet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you for all things this day. We thank you for your truth, your word. Bless your people, I pray. Give them great strength. I pray, Father, and bless this house. Give us strength. Your people over the world, Father, so many things are transpiring. Death everywhere. Poverty, Father, causes the heart to ache. So many children dying, no food, Father. I pray that you give the saints here and those that you bless them with bread and things that are convenient. They truly get a deep repentance, Father, and realize babies that can be born and can be bathed and not all kinds of drugs put in them, Father, every kind of disease to prevent diseases. You said for us not to learn the way of the heathens, and that is our prevention from diseases. And Father, I pray you help them to understand comfortable homes, clean linen and things where millions of babies are born in filthy, die of poverty, and no breast milk for the mother. She can't buy Pampers. And the ones that have diapers, many of them have no diapers. They just do things, piece of rag over the baby. Many of them go naked, Father. It's just easier that way because they don't have the things. And yet this is a society that is so consumed with this flesh. We're greedy. We're lustful. I said, Father, we're fat, selfish. We have no control of our flesh. It's lethargic. It's lazy. No drive, no willingness. The generation is so wicked, and especially among your people,
They get offended because that's what they are. We get offended like Uzziah because that's where we are. We don't want to repent and say, forgive me, Father, help me. We get mad at the priests, the sons of Aaron, because they tell us of our sins. I pray your will be done, Father. You sent forth your word to heal them. When they don't receive it, Father, it is upon them. I pray you give us strength. Those that desire to please you, the willingness of heart, as they will in their heart to bless you. Bless them with your mighty anointing. Pour out your anointing upon us all. And seal everyone with the living word of hope of Yahweh in our foreheads. That it be the sum of what we live, or sum of what we are, and the sum of our desire. We ask all things in Yahshua's mighty name, the hope of Yahweh. We bless you forevermore. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you all.